Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 7th, 2013. Workers wanted in France even as jobless totals mount. In the news, from Euronews, even though the latest unemployment figures for France show more people looking for a job than at any other time in the past, employers are complaining that they cannot find workers. The government's employment agency says nearly half of all French companies are unable to recruit the people they need. May Obnia, the spokeswoman for consumer credit and mortgage company Empruntis, told Euronews, "I think with 3.2 million unemployed, they're not all saying this job isn't for me, so it's possible there is a mismatch between job seekers' qualifications and what companies are looking for. The skills mismatch affects engineering firms particularly, but also home nursing, hospital nurses, cleaning and catering jobs, the textile industry and the building trade. My comment, and why should one work if unemployment benefits are decent or he has never worked at all? It's clear what kind of specialists we are talking about here. It can be said that without re-education the figures will only get worse." Like in Greece. In the news, from France 24, Greece's parliament approved an emergency bill Sunday to pave the way for thousands of public sector layoffs and free up €8.8 billion, $11.5 billion, in international rescue loans. The bill, which passed in a 168-123 vote, will allow for the first civil service layoffs in more than a century. About 2,000 civil servants will be laid off by the end of May, with another 2,000 following by the end of the year and a further 11,500 by end 2014, for a total of 15,500. My comment, isn't it easier in the countries like this to reform the entire state structure by equalizing the lowest income segment of the population, introducing compulsory education for the unemployed, on TV channels, encouraging the creation of mutual aid funds, and so on? The main task that the government faces is to occupy the idle population and turn it into the vanguard of the future society by means of education. Feeling healthy. Question: how can groups of people, who suffer from different illnesses and engage in the integral method, differ from groups of Alcoholics Anonymous, or people who want to stop smoking, or who are trying to lose weight? Answer: the integral groups work in order to connect. They work on the one most important thing for us, to attain the upper nature, the uppermost point of creation. Alcoholics Anonymous, on the other hand, work only in order to kick the habit. People who engage in the integral method don't gather in order to be healthy, but so they can feel healthy and feel a new life internally in their health. This is how you should attract them, since you will not be able to attract people by simply telling them that they will be healthy. To this, they will say, "I am healthy anyway." Here, you attract them by saying, "You will begin to feel a totally different, integral life." When a person transcends himself, he begins to connect with others, and then he feels life outside his body, since he actually begins to exist outside his corporeal shell. He cooperates with others more and thus, suddenly begins to feel that there is something else besides his own life. From CAB TV's The Medicine of the Future, April 7, 2013. Integral Health. Question: in the integral society, each person's individual pleasure develops into the general pleasure of the whole society. What is social pleasure? Answer: now, the general mutual connection is being revealed in the world. Studies talk about the fact that we are actually parts of one body and that its general functioning depends on everyone, and each one of its parts is not only responsible for itself, but also for the harm it causes to the entire body if it doesn't function properly. So, every individual, every separate part of humanity should understand this, and only integral education helps a person understand this correctly by explaining how the general mutual connection system works. First, we must establish a society in which all its members feel united and, to the extent that the unity is revealed, the society will be able to create new integral connections among its members. So, we cannot just establish a new healthcare system now, since people don't understand what the integral society is. They still live by egoistic principles. To the extent that they change and change the relationships between them, they will begin to feel what healthcare system they need. They will see that it is a totally different system. They will begin to feel that they totally depend on the environment, on the still, the vegetative, the animate and the speaking, and will aspire accordingly for everything to be harmonious, since breaking the harmony is the main source of every illness. We must understand the part of the integral health in the integral education that depends only on the right unity that prevents many problems. Thus, all the nervous and psychosomatic problems in people will disappear. We will discover that even heart disease and other illnesses which are seemingly independent of our nervous system are also caused by lack of unity. So, only if we assimilate integral education will we understand what we must change. Then, there will be a need for a new healthcare system. From CAB TV's The Medicine of the Future, April 7, 2013. The accelerated development of the embryo of the global soul. Question: how should our global group unite and make an effort in order to avoid the state of spiritual miscarriage? Answer: if we connect as one global group, then everyone experiences everything that one of its members, or the entire group, goes through. Therefore, we are incorporated in one another and go through all these states quickly. Such a development of many groups together differs in quality and in speed from the development of one group, not to mention a single individual. Although the changes seem to be indirect, they are included in everyone and serve as preparation for us. So, suddenly, I have thoughts and feelings that others already have experienced, and, thus, they evoke new states within me. Just as we learn from each other in our world in the same way as, for example, a child born in the 21st century uses the experience of all the generations that preceded him. So, it is very beneficial and worthwhile to be connected as strongly and as closely as we can, since it shortens the way significantly. Today, nature simply demands this. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, May 2, 2013, Writings of Rabash. A healthy diet for the embryo. Question: what is meant by the embryo eats what his mother eats? Answer: the embryo agrees with whatever he is given and accepts everything as the best thing possible, although it is totally in contrast to his ego. He annuls his ego, and, although he does feel that he receives passively, without checking things out, which means above reason, as he values everything that he is given as the most beneficial, healthy and the best for his development. We all know that the most nutritious food is always the least tasty food. There is tasty food, and there is nutritious food, and these are two different things. However, since it is healthy for attaining the goal and the goal is very important for a person, he eats it, although it is in contrast to his ego and, thus, attributes great importance to it. This is what happens on the levels of Ibua, gestation, and smallness. In the state of greatness, the opposite happens, and a person begins to feel great pleasure in bestowal. Then, he must work against it so as not to receive this pleasure for himself. This is called to receive in order to bestow, when he sees that the Creator is indeed good and benevolent. He doesn't restrict himself anymore or annul himself like in the states of Ibua and smallness. However, if the embryo criticizes the food that the upper gives him and doesn't accept it as good, then a miscarriage occurs, a fall from the level of Ibua. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, May 2, 2013, Writings of Rabash. placing the creator at the service of the goal. Balha Sulam, the Avut, mutual guarantee. On the positive side, if they keep the Avut until each cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully keep the Torah and mitzvot, meaning bring contentment to their maker. The relations with the Creator are established in a collective vessel under the influence of the collective light. The collective form of bestowal that is revealed to us is the Creator. Therefore, as it is written, Israel, the Torah and the Creator are one. In the meantime, we must regard the Creator as a means and not as the goal. Our goal should be the connection in the group and the fact that I must reach mutual guarantee. If I define mutual guarantee as the unchanging goal and that there is nothing more sublime than that, I must pull all the forces together, and the Creator serves me in that. By demanding the light that reforms, we actually want the Creator to serve us and to correct us. This is the reason that we draw it, and there is nothing to be ashamed of. Eventually, it is about this state that, as it is written, my sons have defeated me. Our approach here should be very practical and efficient. So, we stabilize a collective vessel, and, then, we stabilize our attitude toward the Creator and begin to understand who and what He is and what is concealed behind this concept. Everything is attained in the vessels, desires, in the desires, and not by abstract thoughts in which we have no clue as to understanding the Creator. We have not come close to Him, but we already are trying to imagine Him, and, through that, we create a statue and an image. From the fourth part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson May 5, 2013, The Mutual Guarantee. Our only hope is the light. Our only hope is to use the light that reforms that brings us faith correctly. It brings the light of Hasidim, the Torah, and the light of Chokmah into our corrected vessels. Our role is to tie ourselves constantly to the Creator, which means to His attributes. It is as if we want to hide in Him like in a state of the embryo, ubai, or by wanting to resemble Him in a state of smallness, katnut, or to be His partners in the state of greatness, gadlut. We should want to adhere to Him to such an extent so that we will be able to perform all the actions with Him, not before or after Him, but together, by acquiring from Him all the attributes of bestowal and love of others. Everything is attained by the light that reforms on the way to one whole connection, Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one. The Creator is the attribute of bestowal and love. The light that we can receive from Him is our connection to Him. Thus, we advance until we reach unity. However, all this is attained by self-annulment, by the dressing in the light of Hasidim, and, then, by the dressing in the light of Chokmah. On the way, we attain faith, the light of Hasidim, the desire to bestow, the state of smallness. Then, we attain complete faith, the dressing of the light of Hasidim in the state of greatness. This action is fulfilled by adhesion to the environment that provides me with an example of the Creator. Instead of working with Him, I work with the environment, which is the same thing. It is because I don't feel that anything enters my desire to receive, and, so, I don't feel others nor the Creator. This is why it is written, from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator, which is the only way we can advance. Otherwise, I always will go wrong and lie to myself that I am a complete righteous. We can see who loves people and for whom it is the most important thing according to the actions of different organizations and people, since it stems from the goal of creation. This is the criterion according to which we can identify those who can be close to us, but, in the meantime, I have not identified anyone. From the preparation to the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 30, 2013.